Why are these A1C screenings so important?
Yeah, there's a lot going on here. One of the things the Red Cross found out is a large portion of our donors actually don't see a doctor on a regular basis or even an annual basis. And prediabetes and diabetes can be a major concern with major health factors that often are treatable and sometimes curable based on things. So we're hoping that by doing the A1C testing in the month of March, and we're currently working to try to do it a few months down the road and then repeat it again a few months after that, that we'll be able to notify our donors if they have if their elevations are high, which is really looking how much sugar is in your blood. And that way you can make a decision on reaching out to a medical provider or some other life sources.
Yeah, I think about, you know, folks that I know that are diabetic, and when they go to the doctor, it's, you know, every 3 months or so they get an A1C check. With these patients who might get these A1C screenings, do you need to see them back maybe, as you point out, in a couple, 3 months just to see the progress that they're making?
That's absolutely going to be an option. We expect that we'll be doing this again in the summer and then again in the fall, but more information on exactly when we'll be doing is still going to come out. Should be out really, really soon, but the first round is this month of March for all donors to have a successful donation.
Yeah, even for the folks who are diabetic, and particularly if they have maybe type 2 diabetes, this A1C screening really could help reverse those trends, couldn't it, even with insulin?
Absolutely. So a lot of it when it comes down to diabetes, there are some lifestyle choices you can make that are going to help with it. Again, we're not saying that we're medical providers. We are encouraging you to see your doctor. But if you can see your sugar getting a little high and the A1C being a little high, you can make some choices that might benefit you from that. And even if you just come this one time in March, see where you're at, and you can might be able to make some good decisions.
These programs, like this one with the A1C screenings, how much do they help to bridge the gap for some of these underserved communities in our region of North Carolina?
Yeah, that's been a major goal for the Red Cross for a little bit right now. Recently, we updated providing you information about your blood pressure. Every time you come in, we take your blood pressure, and even if it's within our range of acceptable, the FDA's range of acceptable to donate blood, if it trends high and things like that, we'll now notify you on your app to say, hey, this is a trend we've seen. So this is just further along that with the A1C testing. We're looking at ways that we can provide more information to all of our donors, realizing that a lot of them may not see a medical professional on a regular basis.
I am curious, as I change gears a little bit, can you speak to the work that the Red Cross has done for the folks in Western North Carolina in particular as they still try to battle back from that devastation of Hurricane Helene?
Yeah, that's horrible. We are still there. We have been there from the beginning. And a lot of what we're doing right now is the sheltering aspect. There are still so many people who don't have a home to go to, and we're still sheltering a lot of individuals. We are partnering with a lot of other organizations in North Carolina for the recovery side of it, trying to find people the right resources to get help, to rebuild their lives and get back to it. But we have been there from before the hurricane hit to, and as I said, we're still there with a significant amount of resources. We're doing our best to help, but a lot of it is, like I said, we're doing the sheltering right now, make sure people have a safe place to stay, safe food to get to, and then trying to connect them with resources that can help them get back into their normal lives.
Visiting with Wes Haynes, biomedical regional spokesperson for the Red Cross of the Greater Triangle. Still need for blood donations?
Yeah, the reality is we go through highs and peaks when it comes to donations. The need is constant. It doesn't change that drastically when you think about mothers giving birth, cancer patients, people coming in for accidents in cars, all that is all the time. We have seen a little bit of a downturn, really because of the weather in the last month and a half. And if you think about the country as a whole, weather's been really impactful in the fires in California and the hurricane here. All of that has impacted our blood supply. And so right now, I'm not going to use the words urgent or critical, but we are in a serious need right now to try to bounce back from what's happened to us recently. It's just been a really tough, challenging 6 weeks between, like I said, the weather and the fires. It has impacted our national blood supply and our supply here locally in North Carolina.
But with this A1C screening program, there's also some incentives if you want to give blood in March, too, in terms of maybe a little gift card heading your way.
Yeah, absolutely. For every donor that donates in the month of March, we will have a gift card coming to you. It's an e-gift card, so we won't give it to you on site. You'll get an email that kind of says, hey, click here and follow the steps to get a gift card. And it's one that'll be flexible for a multitude of businesses that I would work for.
Where can our listeners go, Wes, to find out more about the A1C screening program or just to learn more about how and where they can give blood?
Yeah, there's two great options. RedCrossBlood.org is a wonderful option. But if you need to talk to somebody about your specific needs, if you're not sure if you're a good donor, you can always call 1-800-RED-CROSS and talk to one of our professionals. But redcrossblood.org, you can plop in your zip code, and it'll show you all the blood drives in that area, when they're running. You you can find what fits your schedule the best.
Great stuff. Wes Haynes, the biomedical regional spokesperson for the Red Cross of the Greater Carolinas. Wes, really appreciate the time and the perspective and all that you and your teams are doing. I look forward to visiting again sometime soon.
All right. Thank you so much for having me. You all have a wonderful day.
You too.